The Dáil will hear statements later today on the Farrelly Commission report into the Grace foster home abuse case. It comes after the legal team who represented Grace said their considered and extensive submissions to the Commission were not included or referred to in any way in the report. Minister for Children, Equality and Disability Norma Foley met yesterday with the solicitor who represents the interests of Grace. At the centre of this story is Grace, a woman now in her 40s who has severe intellectual and physical disabilities and is unable to speak for herself. We're joined by the leader of the Labour Party, Ivana Bacic. Good morning.
Good morning.
You were also critical of some of the report's findings. What concerns you most?
Well, as you said, the first thing to say, of course, is to think of Grace herself, of her family, and indeed of the others who were in the same placement with Family X, 46 others during the time at issue. And I think all of our thoughts are with Grace and with the others who were affected by this. Yes, I was critical of aspects of the report. It must be said the report did make serious findings of neglect of duty, that there was a fundamental failure in the state's duty of care to Grace, that there were serious findings around neglect in the standard of care she was given, in financial, that there was financial mismanagement and abuse, and indeed that there was a general absence of oversight and monitoring by state agencies, the HSE and the Health Board. So there are serious findings in the report, and that alone is important to say. However, the report has been extensively criticised for its the lack of clear formatting, the unsatisfactory nature in which it's provided. I've described it previously as, you know, being unable to see the wood for the trees, really, because it's mired in detail and there's an absence of clarity in findings and analysis. And I think those are the shortcomings that have really concerned people. In particular, the report says there's makes no findings on the very serious allegations of abuse, sexual, emotional and physical abuse that had been made and had ultimately led to Grace's removal from the home. This week, of course, as you've said, there are more serious issues raised around the report, where we hear Marie-Claire Butler, the General Solicitor for Minors and Wards of Court, who effectively was representing Grace after she was made a ward of court. She says she made considered, that Grace was represented by a legal team. They made considered and extensive submissions to the Commission on behalf of Grace, and these were not included or referred to in the report. And indeed, one of the whistleblowers, Ian Smith, has also come out to say, not only that, you know, to be critical of the procedure where the report was produced, but also he has said his own submission was not included within the report. So there are now very serious concerns about the report. I should say I'm glad that Minister Foley has now met with these general solicitors, heard her concerns. I think it is important that we would that the minister would meet with the chair of the commission, with Marjorie Farrelly, if that to hear from her directly. I know that the Disability Committee, the incoming Disability Committee in the Oireachtas, has also sought to have the chair of the commission appear before them to hear about the shortcomings of the report. But I think the crucial thing now is we must look beyond this to ensure that the sort of neglect, the failure of duty that occurred in Grace's case, with such terrible consequences for her, for her family, that this does not happen again, and to look at how we change things. And can I say this? You know, there's very clear recommendations for change. Last year from the Law Reform Commission, from organisations like Safeguarding Ireland, like the Association of Social Workers, crucial is the need for adult safeguarding legislation to ensure that there are clear statutory frameworks in place to protect vulnerable persons like Grace. We have got new legislation, new safeguards for children in recent years. We need to ensure vulnerable adults receive the same statutory protections, and that's crucial.
Now, Minister Norma Foley did meet with the General Solicitor for Minors and Wards of Court, Marie-Claire Butler, as you said, and the Minister also said that she intends to undertake a non-statutory safeguarding exercise to identify learnings from the Commission's findings. The Minister said this will inform present-day safeguarding policies and practices. Do you welcome this safeguarding exercise?
Well, we need to hear more detail as to what will be involved in it. And I very much hope in today's Dáil debate, we'll hear from Minister Foley precisely what is the nature of this non-statutory safeguarding exercise. Because as I've said, there were others who were also placed with Family X during the period at issue and who have huge questions that they want answered. Their situation was to have been investigated too. It is now not to be subject to this Commission of Investigation. So there are 46 others and their families who do require answers. We need to know what precisely the minister is proposing in relation to this non-statutory safeguarding exercise.
Does this style of inquiry best serve the public interest? Does it best serve Grace.
We need to look very carefully at what models of inquiry we use in future. As I've said, the non-statutory safeguarding exercise is going to be crucial. How we as a state approach the cases of the others, of the other children and young adults who are placed in the same family. We do need to ensure there's an independent expert appointed to conduct the exercise. How we conduct these sort of inquiries and how we find answers and ensure accountability for mistakes and for terrible failures of the past, that's a real question. Commissions of investigation were set up as an entity in 2004 in order to replace what had become, a very criticised model, which was the Tribunals of Inquiry, which we've had in place for over 100 years. Tribunals of Inquiry were seen as too long-winded, too expensive. Commissions of investigation were supposed to be shorter, more direct, more focused. I think and we've had some really excellent commissions of investigation. I'm thinking, for instance, of the Murphy report into the Dublin Diocese sexual abuse in 2009. You know, there's been some very focused and very very tightly run commissions of investigation. There are huge criticisms about the way in which this particular commission of investigation has been conducted, the length of time, the enormous expense over 13 million, and then of course the lack of clarity in the report and the shortcomings of the report. But I think we need to examine how best to proceed, therefore, if we're setting up new commissions of investigation. There is one promised, of course, into sexual abuse in schools, that the terms of reference are drawn tightly. And can I say this? You know, in the Labour Party, we were critical of aspects of the terms of reference in the Farrelly Commission report. They're very, very broadly drawn, but they're very much, in one sense, and in another sense, they were very much focused on Grace herself. The terms of reference should have been far tighter, focused on ensuring that the voice of Grace, that the views of Grace would be heard and centre in the report, but also there should have been a focus on family X and on the placement. And I think, you know, we've seen really good examples of clearly and tightly run inquiries and commissions of investigation. Let's learn from those models and ensure that we can have, in future commissions, that, you know, the remit is really focused on establishing the facts and making recommendations for change for future. You know, we look back perhaps to Catherine McGuinness's excellent report on Kilkenny on sexual abuse in Kilkenny way, way back in 1993, conducted, you know, in a very concise and very focused manner. That's the sort of model we need to look at.
And finally, on a separate matter, yesterday you told the Dáil the appointment of a housing czar at an extraordinary and unjustifiable price tag of 430,000 was a price that might be approved of by a Russian oligarch. It has not yet been confirmed that NAMA boss Brendan McDonagh will lead the Housing Activation Office. What do you think should happen now?
Well, we've been very critical of the lack of clarity around this proposed new entity, whether it's described as a SAR, and there is a problem, I think, with the use of that term SAR, or whether it's, in fact, an activation office. But really, you know, what the government are saying is that they're now establishing a new entity to do the job that the Minister himself, the Minister for Housing, the Department of Housing, and indeed the Land Development Agency, should have been doing until now. It's a sign for me, and I think for many people, that the government is floundering on housing policy, that looking at establishing a new entity without any clarity as to what it actually will be doing, other than that it will apparently provide boots on the ground, and at this absolutely eye-watering price tag, I think this begs questions as to what the government are doing. I said yesterday, this looks like a flying by the seat of the pants policy or strategy on housing, and it's simply not providing the necessary homes for all of those people out there, 15,000 in homelessness, nearly 5,000 children, and of course all the many, many others who are sleeping on the floor, on floors in friends' houses or in their childhood bedrooms, who are unable to ever aspire to owning their own home. So I think, you know, at this point, we do need to really push the government on ensuring that there's a state-led approach to delivering homes at scale and at speed, because that's what people need across the country.
Ivana Bacik, leader of the Labour Party, thank you for joining us on the programme. It's 21 minutes past 8.